ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has touched down in Paris for his first visit to Europe since 2019. His arrival marks 60 years of diplomatic relations between France and China, and it comes at a time of economic strain between the two countries amid deteriorating global security climate. During this visit, President Xi will meet with both the French President Emmanuel Macron and the European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, with talks expected to be dominated by Russia's war in Ukraine and trade wars between Beijing and the European Union, particularly over electric vehicle subsidies. Philippe Lecour is Senior Fellow at the Asia Society Policy Institute's Centre for China Analysis and is a senior advisor on geopolitics to the Asia Society France. Philippe, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you.
How significant is this visit by President Xi?
Well, it's significant because he comes to France, then he travels to two other countries, Serbia and Hungary. And in many ways, the French visit is a return visit from President Macron's trip to China last year. It is mainly a celebration, if you want, of the 60 years of diplomatic relations between China and France. And it is also coming at a pivotal year with the European elections coming up in June, with the US elections coming up in November, and as you rightly said, at a time when there are many trade issues, there is a probe by the European Commission on electric vehicles from China, as well as the war in Ukraine, which is, of course, a major concern for European leaders. And, of course, President Macron has been trying to convince his Chinese counterparts to say something to Vladimir Putin.
I wanted to ask you about that because President Xi has repeatedly called President Putin his best friend. What kind of leverage do you think possibility there is for Emmanuel Macron to urge President Xi to use his influence to get some kind of easing or result with Russia's war in Ukraine?
So the interesting thing is that today President Xi kind of agreed of a truce, a kind of Olympic truce. As you know, Paris will host the Summer Olympics, and China is always very keen on the Olympics. And there are not just one war in the world now, but there's also the Middle East. So President Xi, I'm not sure whether he would agree to join a multi-party talk in Geneva in the next few weeks on Ukraine. This is what European leaders were hoping. But he said something quite general about France and China aiming at a better peace. Now, most people don't really believe that he will change his course vis-a-vis Russia, especially as Vladimir Putin will be visiting Beijing at the end of May. But at least, you know, he's trying to show goodwill and he knows how serious the situation is. But I don't believe that he will really change his mind with regard to what Russia is doing in Ukraine.
In a recent interview, Emmanuel Macron said, whether it's about climate or about safety, we need the Chinese. The relationship between Macron and Xi has clearly evolved since Emmanuel Macron's visit to China that you were referring to over a year ago. But how is Emmanuel Macron's approach to China, how is that being viewed by other European leaders, Philippe?
You know, we live in a very uncertain world. There are geopolitical crises everywhere. I don't think President Macron's view on China is set in grave. You know, it's an evolving business, just like, the what's happening in many parts of the world. As far as other European leaders are concerned, well, Germany, of course, has a very different approach because the Chancellor Scholz of Germany was recently in China and he was there to preserve German industrial interests. interest, especially in the car industry. Now, France doesn't have the same interest in China, and France is trying to play more of a diplomatic and strategic role as a permanent member of the Security Council when he talks to China. Now, whether it will succeed or not, I cannot tell you, but at least it's an attempt to play a role, especially, as I said at the beginning, in between, you know, European elections, the US elections with the possible return of Donald Trump. All this means that Europe will be possibly be left on its own, and therefore it is not an option for France or for Europe to cut links with everybody, including with China.
How would you describe the economic relationship at the moment between the EU and China?
It's dear, it's complicated. The trade deficit is huge, and therefore there is a kind of policy that is now calling China a systemic rival that has been put in place 5 years ago, and that has translated with defense mechanisms such as screening foreign direct investments, anti-coercion instruments, and things like that. The president of the European Commission has clearly stated that we have to, de-risk from China, and we have to use a number of instruments to ask for more reciprocity and market access, as well as preserving European, industries and technologies.
Philippe, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's Philippe Lecour there, Senior Fellow at the Asia Society's Policy Institute Centre for China Analysis.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.